here's a story from The World.
If you caught President Biden's address to Congress Wednesday night, you heard him work through many things: immigration, China, and this.
I need not tell anyone this, but gun violence has become an epidemic in America. The flag at the White House was still flying at half-mast for the 8 victims of the mass shooting in Georgia when 10 more lives were taken in the mass shooting in Colorado. And in the week in between those two events, 250 other Americans were shot dead in the streets of America.
Here on The World, we've often tried to compare America's stance toward guns with other countries. It's not easy because the U.S. is such an outlier when it comes to firearms. Gun culture in Brazil and in the U.S., there are some similarities there, but the leaders of both nations are addressing guns differently. Brazil's current attitudes toward firearms is explored in a recent edition of The Intelligence, a podcast from our partners at Economist Radio. Mariana Simoes writes about Brazil for The Economist. In this excerpt, she speaks with host Jason Palmer.
Jair Bolsonaro is a former army captain, and since he was elected president, he's been advocating for looser gun laws in Brazil. He has this speech that has been going on since he took office that good families should be able to protect themselves too.
And so how much success has he had in trying to loosen the laws?
Bolsonaro has tried to make several changes, but he has actually not been very successful. He tried, for example, to expand the number of professions whose employees are legally permitted to own guns. But earlier this month, the Supreme Court struck that and other proposed changes down. What Bolsonaro has really done is just sort of introduce this idea that people should be able to protect themselves, people should have the right to bear arms, propagating a gun culture.
In what way is there a better, deeper, wider gun culture?
Since Bolsonaro came into the presidency, you've been seeing a rise in the number of gun clubs, for instance. People see photos of him online at shooting ranges with his family, with his sons, who are also politicians. The number of registered firearms in circulation has surged by 2/3 since 2017 to just over 1 million, or one for every 200 Brazilians. But still, the ownership increase had been particularly pronounced among sporting shooters and collectors. In other words, not people who are using them for their job.
But the stated aim here of just allowing, you know, good people to protect themselves, is that really all that's going on here? Is that really what Mr. Bolsonaro wants for the people of Brazil?
His pro-gun stance is very political. It wins him points with his supporters where he might lose support on healthcare or his handling of the pandemic. Others fear darker motives. The president has been rallying up his supporters to back him in more authoritarian measures. He has spoken, for example, of using the army to prevent state governments from enforcing lockdowns. But at the same time, many political analysts who I've been speaking to fear that Bolsonaro has been trying to rally his supporters into a potentially armed movement to back him should he not win the election next year.
Reporter Mariana Simoes in an excerpt there from The Intelligence. She was speaking to podcast host Jason Palmer. The Intelligence comes to us from our partners at Economist Radio. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts.